Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Good morning on the West Coast and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studios of EloquenceOnline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. You're listening to The Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? I don't believe in a free marketplace. As a free man, anybody can tell me to make a decision about brands. If I want to drink Pepsi instead of Coke, I will. I won't. But if I wanted to, I could. If I want to go to Target and spend a little extra money and avoid the Walmart here in New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, I can. I do it all the time. This week, we are talking about the Ascendant brand. Listen, folks, nobody empowered you to tell me which credit union trade organization I could pick to promote on this particular show. It is worth mentioning that I've offered any number of invitations to the folks from the four-letter word from D.C. and Madison. I have made very, very unique conditions available to them. I will send you the questions in advance. You can answer them in writing, and I will read them word for word, letter for letter, vowel for vowel, consonant for consonant, and still no request. Well, no worries. This week, we caught up with Anthony Demagon. He is the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer out at NAFQ. He's been with them since 2004. He has seen the whole evolution from internet banking to social media to mobile banking to where we are now. And I caught up with him, and he told us about the 51st annual NAFQ event that happened recently out in Seattle. And folks, just check out their Twitter feed, check out their Facebook feed, whatever you feel comfortable with when it comes to social media, just go check them out. If I'm wrong that they're the Ascendant brand, please tell me why. Please tell me how I'm wrong. And if you can prove that I'm wrong, I will make those corrections right here on the air, anytime, any place. But here's what I know. When we get back from the first break, you judge for yourself. The words and the pictures and the results don't lie. We're going to go right out to Anthony Demagon, and we'll do it all right after this.
Loves your mom, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, crazy about Elvis, loves horses.
Little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me.
Hey, Anthony, you guys just wrapped up your annual event out in beautiful Seattle. Once again, the pictures, the staging, the optics, just awesome. Tell us about what kind of planning goes into something like this, the big annual event. Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, we got the weather right. So I can't remember who ordered the weather, but it literally was 80 degrees and sunny every day we were in Seattle. So it was fantastic. You know, the annual event was our 51st annual event, and we like to say it's like a duck in the water. We want it to look smooth on top, but there is a lot of work that goes into it. NAFCU has a team of event planners, and we've actually started working on this about 3 years ago. We look out, see what conference centers can fit us, what are available at our dates. A ton of planning that goes in with speakers and content and bringing everybody together, picking entertainment, special events on the side. We raise money for our PAC, et cetera. A ton of work that goes into it. And so, you know, it was a lot of fun. I will say that one of the things that we did this year differently is we did a little TED Talk-like day on day two. And we had four people come in and kind of give short, punchy speeches, and then with workshops in the afternoon. But it's a half our staff, actually. NAFCU's not big. We have about 65 employees, and half of them actually travel out on site, we kind of want to put the NAFCU touch on the event when it takes place.
That's awesome. Well, I can tell you right now, whenever I talk, half the credit union marketplace wants to punch me. So I know how great those punching sessions can be. When I was speaking professionally, I would always watch the audience for a reaction when I knew I had delivered one of those wow moments, something that they would write down, something that they would remember. From your perspective, you're looking at the entire conference, all the speakers, all the sessions. Yeah. What were some of your favorite moments, some of your favorite speakers?
Favorite moments, Kevin Brown. Kevin Brown did one of the TED Talks, and it was on leadership, but it was about bringing your best into everything that you do. Whether it the next email, your next conversation, the next talk with your spouse or your children. And he had been through a lot of tough things in his life, and he, in his breakout, I was there, and he started going through some of the things that had shaped his life. And I looked around, and half the room was in tears. They were so emotionally moved by his message. When the talk was finished and Kevin got a standing ovation, there were 75 people lined up just to shake his hand and talk to him after the talk. That talk really moved me too. It made you want to be a better person, a better parent, a better spouse, a better son. That, for me, when somebody has the ability to affect you and really get you to dig deep and self-analyze yourself, that's a winner. The other one, too, was great. At the end of our annual conference, we sometimes will change leadership at NAFCU at the board level. And so our previous board chair, Rich Harris, had finished his 2-year term as chair. And it was special to see him look back on the 2 years and have some comments on the growth and things that are happening at NAFCU. And Dan was up on stage. Dan Berger was up with him on stage. And that was special for me, just knowing Rich and how hard our board works. Knowing a lot of the background work that they do all the time for NAFCU in our industry, that was really special for me as well. And then the bottom line actually is I just enjoy seeing all our members. I'm in NAFCU now going on 14 years. And so the over-under on Tony D hugs, I'm going to say it was 30, right? I mean, it was literally just people I've known now coming up on almost 15 years, and whether they're from Tennessee or Texas or Kansas, it's just great having friends sprinkled all over the country now. So that's also for them, catching up, seeing how people are doing, seeing how their family's doing, how their credit union's doing, and seeing the good stuff that we are doing in the industry. It's a real shot in the arm. I love it.
I did a very rare in-person appearance last year at the Financial Brand Conference, and it was the same thing. You know, I spent 10 years actively speaking at over 400 financial events, and to see people that you hadn't seen in a long time was really great. But you talked about the over-under on hugs and seeing people that you've known a while. You probably hugged some people for the first time potentially, because I noticed one of my favorite pictures from the entire event that was posted up on Twitter was the board of new members, the listing of new NAFCU members, which was
three columns. It looked like it was about 5 feet high, three columns, and the font was had to be small because there were so many names on it. I wanted to ask you, did you have a chance to visit with anyone who was visiting or attending their first NAPQ event, and what kind of reaction did you get from them?
Yes, I did. We had a new member from South Dakota was there. CEO brought his chair and some other board members. And, you know, I'd met them on a conference call earlier and then via email, and they were amazed at the NAPQ touch. And that was the beautiful thing that I loved, was that they, when they checked in, our staff already had reached out to them and said, hey, welcome to NAPQ. We're so glad you guys joined. The barber, one of my colleagues, was at registration. We bring NAPQ people out for registration so that when you check in, it's a NAPQ employee that is checking you in. When you check in at the hotel, there's NAPQ staff there to welcome you, shake your hand, get your registration stuff at the hotel. And so by the time I even saw them, they said, oh my gosh, Anthony, you know, your colleagues have been wonderful. And that for me makes me really happy. You know, we've got great members at NAPQ, but each one of them is special to us. And we, our goal is to try to make people feel unique and treasured, because at the end of the day, you know, we're spending their money, we're working for them. We're trying to build a relationship.
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah.
Well,
absolutely spot on.
Yeah, well, the other one was even better. Well, I shouldn't say even better, but better in a different way. Our government affairs team, man, we got a great government affairs team. And so the entire government affairs team was out, all the directors and VPs, lobbyists. And so they did this really cool government affairs update where they walked everybody through all these issues. You know, how do you bank people in the legal marijuana market? What's going on with field of membership, et cetera, et cetera. And there was a credit union in the back. They were just watching and they were taking notes. And then afterwards they came up and they said, hey, you know, that's enough. We're joining. This was
wow.
The last leg of our due diligence. And that's fun. You know, and it's really great for my colleagues. It really makes them proud that, and I'm happy for them, that they can deliver value, and it's really fun when that gets recognized. So it was really good. We've got a good board and a really good team of colleagues, and we've got great members that are really loyal to us. So things are going well. We don't take it for granted, though. Now we really are thinking that now the true challenge is, new members are coming in. We have to deliver for them. But it has been nice having new members and getting new perspectives and learning about more credit unions in the industry.
Absolutely. Hey, we're visiting with Anthony Demigon. He's talking about the just completed 51st annual NAPQ event. When we get back from the break, I'm going to ask him about now what. Hey, it's back to business, and we'll ask him about that, and we'll do it all right after this. You're back on the Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? What other show would roll a Jimi Hendrix bump out of an interview talking about the beautiful city of Seattle? And now you've heard, not only can NAPQ get people to join based upon their conference, they now have the ability to control the weather, and that should send shockwaves to the credit union marketplace. Hey, final question, Anthony. You had your great event. The optics, like I said, were beautiful, and I don't use that word casually. They were beautiful. But now it's back to business. What are some other big things that are going to be happening at NAPQ this summer?
Yeah, and it's funny. I caught a red eye back from the conference, so I could kind of get in early, take my son and daughter to their Saturday soccer games and ballet practice, this and that. So, hey, on Monday morning, we had our government affairs communications meeting, and we're rolling. Risk-based capital on the Hill. We've got a couple of bills. We're trying to move a delay through for risk-based capital to kind of help credit unions. We are, you know, NCUA is tweaking the field of membership again. We are trying to now raise some noise on the Volcker Rule, you know, pointing out to bankers that, hey, listen, we're gonna defend our turf and kind of point out some things that we think that the banking industry needs to pull back on as well. We're in conferences coming up too. So it really is, you know, when I first joined NAFCA 15 years ago, maybe August or a couple of weeks in July seemed to be slow, but you know, there's no time for that now. So we're cranking. It's back to business. Now, of course, you know, teams got to get some R&R. We have some vacations happening, but we're still pulling on every lever. We still think there's a chance to get some more regularly for credit unions. We're not going to stop. You know, we can control what we do. We're going to keep pushing as hard as we can. We are rolling out a new conference this year. We got a CFOs conference that's rolling out this December. Details to come. We're talking to members, listening. And I was telling you earlier, we just out of the blue, we got a credit union in Indiana just sent us an email last night saying that they want to join. Not the one that was even really on our radar. And so we're going to keep pushing. We try not to lose days here at NAFCA or weeks. There's just too much stuff to do and get done. It's a great industry, great people, and that's kind of the beauty of an annual conference. You get energized when you kind of look around and see, man, all these people cranking it in every corner of this country, and then you kind of remind you why you do what you do, and then we come back and just get back at it.
That's awesome. Hey, they're advocating and they're educating. They are the Ascendant brand. His name is Anthony Demigon, and I want to thank you so much for joining us. And once again, congratulations on a great event. And again, I wish you nothing but peace and prosperity for you and yours and the great NAFCA brand as you keep on working hard for credit union. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks, Jason. It's my pleasure.
Awesome. Awesome job. Awesome job.
Hey, this is Jason Dias, and you've been listening to The Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? You just heard from someone whose their brand left the audience wanting more for 51 years. Until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Take care.
That's all, folks.